Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment. The day today is the 8th of Muharram, 1446. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuh, who's currently on his tour in KwaZulu-Natal. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, and thank you very much to our brother Bonface Amye in Umslanga, Noor Natal. Then you are Umslanga rocks, so therefore you just see Noor everywhere. And it's a wonderful, wonderful day. Every day since we arrived here on Thursday, the days are wonderful, beautiful, don't need weather, jersey, nothing. And the aircons are on, the fans are on. Night time it gets, but nappy, fajr time, you need a jersey. Otherwise, it's very good here. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Just speak but louder, Maulana. So because, you know, we near the waves and all the birds are chirping here. So, mashallah, we need to hear you loud and clear, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Saab, our topic today is on Ashura. Where is there Ashura mentioned in the Quran Sharif or the Ahadith Mubarakah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. In various places, you will find the terms, the root letters. When a person performs Hajj, the Tamattu Hajj or Qiran Hajj, he or she has to slaughter the goat or the sheep or so forth, 1/7 of a camel or cow and so forth. And if they cannot do so, they have to keep fast. And how many fast? 10. Tilka Asharatun Kamila. So Ashara, Ashura, all of it means 10. So it means 10 complete fast they have to keep. Mi'ishar, Ma'atinahum. So then in the Quran Sharif, you will find the word Mi'shar, 1/10 of. So like that, you will find words like that. So remember, but Ashura directly, you will not find in a noble Quran. But in Ahadith Mubarakah, various Ahadith you will find. In Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned, Yukaffiru Sanat al-Madiyah, the previous year's sins are forgiven. So tomorrow is the 10th. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the 10th in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, and majority of the countries of the world, in South Africa, Southern Africa, and, you know, Mauritius and few other countries, then Ashura will be on Wednesday, and Tuesday night will be the big night, auspicious night, and so forth. So because it's a global audience, so we have to address all that as well. And so wherever you are, you just follow your local calendar and that's fine. We got no problem with that. And remember that tomorrow you fast, so that will be very good. So everybody is fasting tomorrow, 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. So remember, so Tuesday will be for us the 9th in South Africa, but other part of the world is the 10th. So therefore, we'll encourage one another to fast tomorrow. So you are safe both ways then. So it is the 9th or 10th. So you must remember, South Africa, we say 9, and majority countries, we say 10. And that is what we should do. And then there's another authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, in Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat, various compilations. أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ السَّلَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَ. That I hope and expect Allah Jalla Wala to forgive the previous year's sins. But because the Jutlas, the Jews also fast, so therefore, Sumu At-Tasi Awal Ashir. You see there in Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, the word Tasi is mentioned, the 9th. So fast the 9th and the 10th, so we don't imitate the Jews and the Jutlas and so forth. So again, it's better we fast tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. But this hadith there, you must remember in Musnad Ahmad, Sumu Yawman Qablahu or Yawman Ba'dahu. That you fast on 9, 10th or 10th, 11th, and one riwayat that is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Sumu Yawman Qablahu wa Ba'dahu. So you fast 3 days, that will be the best and excellent. Sheikh Lutfullah Abbasi was in Madinah Munawwara for 45, 50 years, he passed away, and is buried there in Baqi. And remember, he went twice inside the Rawdah Mubarakah, and the place where the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting, he told me that personally. When General Ziaul Haq came, so they told him to go because of his Urdu and Arabic and so forth. So mashallah, used to always tell me that they keep three fasts, because he says from that time already, they don't know exactly when is Ashura, because the moon Samis in Saudi, you know, they make always gold mold and gerber and mix things up and confuse people and blow their fuses. So therefore, if you keep three fasts, is acceptable. You keep one fast only on Tuesday only, majority countries, or Wednesday only, South Africa. So you will receive the reward, but it's makruh and undesirable. So better to keep two fasts, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yeah, in South Africa. And anyway in the world, you keep all three fasts. Very good, no problem, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, in our fiqh program, we didn't really touch on Karbala and the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah belief in the Siyah. So Mufti Sahib, can Mufti Sahib just take us through it and where this event took place and where Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu was martyred?
Remember, before you get involved in that, this past 2 or 3 days, that is what I was educating the Ummah. You need to look at the political system, you must remember that, of Islam. When he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now received wahi that the demise of the Master alayhi salam is imminent, so then he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu the Khalifa in Salat and so forth, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas, that he must make the Imamat, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So we will say that Thaniyas name, chapter 9, verse 40, came into practical, you understand, impact, effect, and so forth, and practically. And 17 Salat, during the Hayatul Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the Imamat, and so forth. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Ya Aballahu al-Mu'minun illa Aba Bakrin. Allah will not allow, the true believers will not allow, except Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. So there was an implicit sign and suggestion that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu must be the Khalifa. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ruled just for 2.25 years plus minus. So he explicitly, he made the Waliyul Ahad. Waliyul Ahad means he designated that after my demise and death, then Sayyidina Umar must be the Khalifa. And everybody accepted it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu performed Salatul Janazah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu there bain al-mimbari and bain al-baytin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Riyazul Jannah. So it shows that he was already, you must remember, ready to take the Khilafat and so forth. So that is the second way. Third way is that now when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was martyred, then he stayed alive, you must remember, for the 3-4 days or so. In there he made the Shura. And the consultative committee told 6 of them and said within 3 days they must choose an Amir and so forth and a Khalifa. So that is another way also of choosing a leader and so forth. And thereafter, remember who performed Salatul Janazah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu. He didn't want any of the 6 that they must perform Salatul Janazah, because why? That it might be that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is giving a suggestion to the people of Medina and other places that is my preferred candidate, to use nowadays words, you know. So see the foresight inside of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And then the consultative committee, Abdurrahman bin Auf was the leader, and so chose Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. So that is also a way that can work. You have a few people, but they have the ilm, the taqwa, and expertise. And they choose, not universal suffrage and one man, one vote, one woman, one vote. Every rapist, every murderer, every gay and lesbian can vote. Obviously, Islam will never ever allow that. So we need to be very, very clear on these type of issues as well. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala ruled. Then he was martyred by Abdurrahman bin Muljim on 17th Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah. Then people took the bay'ah out of allegiance, you must remember, on the hand of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Now here you have to pause. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hayat Mubarakah was here in Medina, so obviously everybody accepted the Master alayhi salam. They accepted Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman Dhun Nurain radiallahu anhu. But then when he was martyred, then the schism came. Then the Ummah went into two groups. One side was Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu anha. These are the most, you know, the greatest people on earth. The Ashra Mubashara, our mother, Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha, and then Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anha also came in. They were demanding from Sayyidina Usman that the Qatilin of Usman radiallahu anh, remember, they must be brought to book and justice, meaning they must be killed for the crime they committed and perpetrated and so forth. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the difficulty there in Medina was, as Allama Nubakhti mentioned, you must remember during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Abdullah bin Sabah came. And that is how Shiaism started there in Medina and other places and so forth. So that was in the ending time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. So now who must he punish? So if you're going to punish the wrong person or people who are not directly involved, it will create a bigger chaos and more mayhem will ensue and so forth. So that is why Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh and them, they continued ruling. You must remember Syria and Sham, the Levant, Jordan and Palestine and that areas, because he was appointed as the governor during the time already of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh's time and so forth. So that was the first schism, the first grouping and that took place. And then remember, but Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah and everybody knew that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh is 100% entitled to Khilafat, and never for a moment did they think that they were greater than Sayyidina Ali. The burning issue and was that what about the Qatilin Usman? You see, that was the burning issue. So anyway, so then there was battles and all that, Siffin took place, the Battle of Jamal took place, Siffin took place, all that. And you must remember it was a sad, sad chapter of Islam. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu passed away. In the lifetime, remember, he was martyred. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at his grandson, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Inna bni hadha sayyidun. La'alla Allah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyatayni min al-muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about, remember, unity in the rank and file of the Muslim. So it shows that from the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam right till the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was one khalifa, one ruler, one personality. And then there were two big groups and so. So he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's martyrdom led to the leadership of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. He ruled the Ummah for 6-7 months. Then he also passed away. Then, but before that he went and left Iraq and went to Damascus, Syria, and then he handed over the mantle of leadership in Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah. And that is how now the Ummah in the year 41 after Hijrah, right up to 22nd of Rajab, in the 60th year of the Hijrah, 41 to 60 after Hijrah, 19 and a half years, plus minus 20 years, one Khalifa, one ruler, and that is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. The Ummah is united and everything is running smoothly and so forth. And there's a wonderful book in English, Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace by the Muslim Council of Europe, the brown cover. So there this incident is written that look at, you must remember, the strategy and the thinking of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh, when he called the people to take the bay'ah on the imam himself, the khalifa, then he didn't do that in Damascus, they did that in Palestine at Masjid al-Aqsa, because it's part of the Sham, part of Levant and so forth. So therefore we have the saying, Sadaqate Siddiq, the truthfulness of Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh. Then the adalat of Sayyidina Umar, the justice system of Sayyidina Umar, the sakhawat and generosity of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, and the shaja'at and the bravery of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. And remember we have the siyasat of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and the politics of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So that was what was the key. Now, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu resigned. He handed over the leadership to him, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Now, we should go back to the year 50. Some ulama said 49, some said 50 and all. So three Amir Muawiyah radiallahu sent out, you must remember, like an army, you see, regiment. And they went to Turkey. And senior Sahaba were involved there. So remember, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu was there, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu was there, Sayyidina Hassan was there. Many, many other Sahaba radiallahu. And Yazid was made the Amir. And remember, so till the year 50, there was no problem. And Sahaba were there, but Yazid, who was not a Sahabi, Tabi'i, he was made the Amir. And when Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu is about to pass away, he then addresses him, Abu Ayyub Ansari addresses Yazid and says, if and when I pass away, then you must do the janazah, perform the Salatul Janazah. So it shows. So today that our people, our Sunnis, never mind Kufar Shias, who say that Yazid is mal'oon and cursed and dust and all these type of things. You see, the centuries, the propaganda is going on. I gave you that page. I gave the ulama here in Spingo Beach. I said that they, the Shias themselves, say that they have murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. But then they found a convenient scapegoat in the form of Sunnis. And thereafter, remember, they started blaming Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. Why did you appoint the name of Yazid? They started blaming Yazid. They started blaming the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and making us feel guilty for the murder they committed. Then why was Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu martyred? When the announcement was made, you must remember that Yazid will be the successor of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Senior Sahaba rejected it. Abdullah ibn Umar rejected it. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu rejected it. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu rejected it. And then, remember when he passed away, so you must remember, then they moved to Makkah and so forth and so on. It was the first day of Hajj, Yawm al-Tarwiyah. And he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, left. He did not want to take initially the oath of allegiance on the hand of Yazid or anybody else. He felt himself is entitled. So you must remember the Sahaba came, they cried and so forth. Abdullah ibn Zubayr came, Abdullah ibn Abbas came, his own brother, you must remember, came and so forth, you must remember that. And they said, don't go. But Taqdeer would have it, an event, you must remember. And he knew that there'll be point of no return and so forth. And then you must remember, and route there to Karbala, and that he met Farazdak, the Shahid, the poet. You asked him, how's things there? So you must remember, he told him, the hearts of the people are with you, O Sayyidina Hussein, but the swords of the people are against you. So already he knew that the people have turned. Therefore, it's not Quran or Hadith, but it's a saying, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. The people of Iraq, many of them are munafiqeen and hypocrites. Like today, you'll see majority are Shias there. So they will fall 100% in the category of munafiqeen and non-Muslims and so forth and so on. So that is what really happened, I must remember. And then he said that, okay, give me three choices. That is written in all the history books. So one choice, that let me go and fight in the path of Allah till I pass away. So, you know, let me go to the borders and look. Second one, he said, okay, let me go back to where I came from. So let me go back to Makkah, Medina. They said, no, you can't. Third one, then he said, okay, let me go to Yazid. So remember that when he moved towards that, that's the time the Shias intervened. And then they martyred and murdered because now they knew that their whole game and secret will be exposed and so forth. So this is what we must remember. Islamic system is Khilafat and not Mulukiyat. Mulukiyat is what you got there in Saudi Arabia, there in Jordan, there in Bahrain and Morocco and so forth. The father passes away, the son will take over whether he's Ahl or not Ahl. Whether he is competent enough or whether he does not competent enough, so he doesn't know about finance and all that, so somebody else will do that in this day and this age. So that is what we see, so in this day and this age also. So you need that worthy successor that will carry on the good work. Otherwise, you must remember there's problems all the time. So that is what happened there, you must remember. But end of the day, You must remember the kuffar, Shias can scream how much they want to. They can say we're causing sectarianism and whatever else. And that. There's no way that we, the true Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, can have ijma' and unity with the Shias on any grounds. Remember that. Especially nowadays where they are murdering, killing our people. You must remember that. See what is happening in Syria. There you have the Alawi Shias. Mass rape is taking place of our women. Mass killing is taking place. And Iran and them are silent. Nobody can speak against them. And today they say they want unity, all that. So how can we have unity when you are teaching the people that you can make muta and prostitution for 1 hour? And how can you be united with such people who don't love Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar? They told us, I read it out for you, that they say that Khomeini says, I don't believe in that Allah who made the Khalifa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhuma. When they say this, 100% you must remember, they are murtads and kuffar. And that is what really happened in Karbala. Now today, they have made it like a dramatic series, and Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad, and that, to show that this is one of the greatest events in the history of Islam, which is a lie. So remember, the greatest martyr of Islam is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Therefore, the ulama have to teach the people the correct belief, to call it tashihul aqa'id, to rectify it. And that is what we're trying to do, you must remember. Look at the eyewitnesses of Karbala, Sayyidina Hussain Zainul Abidin, the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Fatima Sughra. She saw how her father was martyred and murdered. She told them, all are the people you martyred, you understood, Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu, and today you're drinking tea. They said, no, that your tea is very nice, therefore we must taste it and so forth. So imagine what things they would do. But end of the day, all Allah elevated the rank and status of Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu, and those were the enemies, Allah dealt with them. Sooner or later, as Israel, Allah Ta'ala will deal with them sooner or later. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. So it was Sayyidina Hussein's mission, that is the most important thing, was to protect the Nana, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tariqa, that there must be khilafat and there must not be any form or something similar to Mulukiyat, that way you have a king, a ruler, and then his son, and then his son and progeny, they will be in charge and so forth, whether they ahal or not ahal, and that is what's happening today. So that is the main thing that happened.
Mufti Sahib, we hear that some people who are hardcore against the Shias, now when we speak to them, they say, no, it's in fact better to have unity with them because of the blood being shed. Mufti Sahib, what's your response on this?
As I told you, you can never ever have unity, you understand, with the Baatil, and especially permanently. Yes, for a short period of time, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri and all the ulama there in Pakistan, whether it was Barelvi, whether it was Deobandi, whether it was Tablighi, whether it was Maududi, whether it was Shia, whether it was, you understand, Ghair Muqallidi, whatever you want to call. They all united and on one front, and they said, we only got one agenda. We have to say the Qadianis are non-Muslim, because they're rejecting Khatmun Nubuwa, and they're saying that they got a prophet of their own and he receives wahi and so forth and so on. So that is just a temporary measure, a stopgap measure, not a permanent thing. And that is where we met them, you must remember that. That is where we really met them and we came to know who is who in this place. So anyway, we have to finish up now. The 9 o'clock, I see the watch almost. And now Allah Ta'ala, you understand, give this people who made themselves shaheed, that grant them the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus, and those who passed away, you understand, that Almighty Allah have mercy on them, and they have passed away with Iman and Islam. If they passed away swearing, Sayyidina Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, obviously they die as kuffar. So like Khomeini, and that 100%, you must remember, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. When they mock and they ridicule Sahaba, chapter 9, verse 79, Surah Toba, verse 79, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. You go and see. When Khomeini died, millions of people were there. His whole private and everything opened up. Allah Ta'ala disgraced him here in this world even before he was buried. Remember that. And I told you several times when they took me to Iran and, you know, for the tour, first stop they stopped by Khomeini's grave. From the airport, they took me there. I said, this person is not Muslim, he's not Muslim. So that guy nearly collapsed, you know. I said, Pakka Kufar, not Muslim. So we must be very, very clear on these type of issues. We don't have to curry favor with any person or any politician or any government or anybody else, remember. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us and protect our mujahideen. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Sahib, you better protect yourself well, beef up the security because of the bombs being planted at the masajid in Durban.
But I see today there was a good article. Gee. I was reading it and I think I sent it to you also.
Gee, I read it.
The police said that no, they are going to target somewhere else and they just threw it here. It's a fairy tale story. That. Remember, the target was that masjid. And I spoke to one of the brothers who stayed there, Haji Ahmad Day. And you know, they run the Phoenix Cash and Carry. Very good friends of mine for 30, 40 years. So mashallah, and it's that masjid what was targeted. And obviously, you just have to put two and two and you'll get four Jutlas or four Christians, whatever. You see, just to end off the whole thing. So they say, Donald, he had to duck. You must remember that, you see. So we call him Donald Duck. And then they put another hole there in the Donald Duck's ears. So now he got extra holes there, you see. So it's all haramis, you must remember. And if you read, you must remember the opposite side. They're saying this whole thing was stage managed, you understand? So that he, Donald Duck, gets more votes and so forth. And it's already happening that the people are saying they're going to vote for Donald Duck. He took a bullet for America. You see that? So that is all haramis, end of the day, you must remember that. I would not put it past Donald Duck that they stage managed this whole thing, you must remember that. So that is how they play with the emotions of people. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.